The umpires are on the field as both coaches are set to exchange starting lineups. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups first for the Mulberry Grove Aces. Leading things off and playing shortstop will be Logan Bauer. He'll be followed by Jackson Eisnagel, who will bat second and do the pitching. Brant Thomas will bat third and play at third base, followed by Aiden Walker, who will hit cleanup and catch for the Aces. Hagen Hendrickschmeyer will bat fifth and play center field. Batting sixth and playing second base will be Braden Walker. Hessen Hendrickschmeyer will bat seventh and play left field, followed by Carson Kaler, who will bat eighth and play third base, and Lucas Epperson will bat ninth and play right field for the Aces. On the other side for the Brownstown San Diego Bombers, Kalen Spiegel will lead things off and play catcher. He will be followed by Zayden Gillespie, who will bat second and play right field. Callan Chandler will bat third and play left field. Corey Hoopengarner will bat cleanup and be on the mound for the Bombers. Dodge Wells, last night's starting pitcher, will bat fifth and play third base. He'll be followed by Lucas Powell, who will bat sixth and play center field. Lane Stein will bat seventh and play first base, with Jace Gillespie batting eighth and playing shortstop. And Gavin Sanders will bat ninth and play second base for the Bombers. So both teams exchanging lineup cards. The Aces coached by Ryan Beckew. The Aces coached by Sam Barber. As this is our second WKRB I-70Sports.com game of the week this week. Last night we had the Calvin Herrick Beecher City Bobcats defeating the Brownstown San Diego Bombers by a score of 8-0. As the Bobcats got their first win in both Egyptian Illini Conference play and NTC play. Today, of course, we got the Bombers taking on the Aces. And on Friday night, Todd Stapleton will have the call for the South Central Cougars taking on the Calvin Herrick Beecher City Bobcat. That one will be on AM 1500, 104.7 FM, and 102.7 FM WPNB. So all sports action all weekend is, of course, on Friday night. The Vandals will be set to take on the Staunton Bulldogs. And on Saturday, also on WPNB, it'll be the Fighting Illini taking on number 19 Kansas Jayhawks in football. So all sports action all weekend here on the Vandalia Radio. And remember, you can stream us live at any time, anywhere on VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, as both teams are set to take the field, as the Bombers are just about set to break their huddle, and Corey Hoopengarner is going to get ready to take his first few warmer tosses. Let's go ahead and take a look at how the Bombers are aligned defensively. Starting from the outfield, Callan Chandler will be in left field, Lucas Powell in center, and Zayden Gillespie in right field. The infield around the horn, Dodge Wilms at third base, Jace Gillespie at shortstop, Gavin Sanders at second base, and Lane Stein at first base. And, of course, the batter, it is Corey Hoopengarner pitching to Kalen Spiegel. As Logan Bauer set to lead things off for the Aces. It's been a tough go for the Mulberry Grove Aces as they have had to struggle to start off the season so far. 0-5 on the season, as they've played a few similar opponents to the Brownstown San Diego Bombers, most notably the South Central Cougars, who they lost to by a score of 13-1, as well as Crystal Rock Lutheran, who they lost to by a score of 9-3. Other losses that they've had include Dietrich by a score of 18-1, Odin by a score of 15-11, and St. Anthony by a score of 14-2. So they've definitely had a tough schedule to start, no question about it. But both of these teams looking to do battle here and looking to get back into the win column. As Corey Hoopengarner's final warm-up toss is in, as Logan Bauer steps into the right-handed batter's box, and we are set to get this one underway. Field dimensions here at Bob Page Field, 305 down the right field and left field lines, 345 to the power gaps, and 365 to dead center. The conference on the mound has concluded. As the infield heads to their respective positions, Logan Bauer looking down to third base side for the signal from Coach Sam Barber. As Hoopengarner on the mound, and we are ready to get this Egyptian Illini Conference matchup underway from the windup. First pitch from Hoopengarner misses high for a ball. a ball and no strikes to Bauer. From the windup, the 1-0 pitch. This is upstairs once again, and Bauer's ahead of the count 2-0. Kuban Garner from the windup kicks and deals. That one is swung on and hit high in the air to the left side. Going back on it is Callan Chandler, and that one's going to get over his head in one hop percent. Going into second base, sliding feet first is Logan Bauer as he leads things off with a double. So Logan Bauer leads it off with a double, and that's going to put runner on second. Nobody out for Jackson Eisnagel, the starting pitcher today for the Aces. So Eisnagel, just one batter in, has a chance to help himself out. Working from the stretch is Hoopengarner. Sanders holds it second as the first pitch in there is for a strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike as Hoopengarner comes set. Quick look at Bauer at second and the pitch. This is upstairs, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This is upstairs once again, 2-1. So two balls and a strike. Cooper Garner trying to battle back. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and the count evens up once again, 2-2. Logan Bauer at second base takes a short lead. Two pitch, misses upstairs, and the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. As Hoopengarner from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Misses high ball four, and just like that, the Aces have something brewing. Two on, nobody out for Brant Thompson. As Aiden Young is going to come in and run for the pitcher, Jackson Eisnagel. As Brant Thomas steps up with two on and nobody out. Two on, nobody out for Brant Thompson. Third baseman today for the Aces. Ruben Garner working from the stretch. He comes set. First pitch is swung on and fouled over the first base dugout. Has Super Gardens ahead 0-1. No balls and a strike. Has Super Gardner trying to work out of this little jam. The 0-1 pitch. This is inside 1-1. Super Gardner struggling with his control through the first two batters. Gave up a leadoff double to Logan Bauer and walked Eisnagel. And faces a 1-1 count to Brant Thomas. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to the right side. Foul, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Hoopengarner trying to get out of this jam. Shakes off the first sign, has the one he wants to come set. The 1-2 pitch. Say quick check at Bauer, and it gets over the head of Gavin Sanders. Advancing to third base is Bauer. Advancing to second base is the courtesy runner, Aiden Young. And just like that, there's runners at second and third. Still nobody out for Brant Thomas. Hoopengarner attempted to pick off Logan Bauer at second base. Throw airmailed to second baseman Gavin Sanders. And there's two on, nobody out. From the windup now, here's the pitch. Swung on and hit high in the air, but that's going to be foul out of play. Hoopengarner working from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. misses high, and the count evens up 2-2. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. Sunny skies, very few clouds, about 87 degrees at the time of first pitch. As the 2-2 pitch is swung on and chopped over too short. So on to first in time. Coming in to score is Bauer, and the Aces take the lead. It's 1-0. Aiden Young, advances to third base on the RBI ground out from Brand Thomas. That's going to bring up Aiden Walker with one on and one out. First pitch is swung on through the hole for a base hit. Young will score, and the Aces add on to their lead. It's now 2-0. Aiden Walker swings at the first pitch he sees, gets down the line, past Dodge Wilms at the third base. And the Aces lead 2-0. That's going to bring up Hagen Hendrickschmeyer. One on, one out. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. As Super Garner comes set. And the 1-0. In there for a called strike. As it counts evened up. Here's the 1-1. This is inside 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Quick check at Walker first, but he's back in safely. Two balls and a strike. One on, one out. Double play is in effect as Hendrickschmeyer swings and misses, and the count's evened up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from Hoopengarner. Runner goes. Pitch misses for a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. As Aiden Walker able to steal second. And there's a runner in scoring position with one out. Three balls and two strikes. Hoopengarner from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up. Over by the dugout, Stein is there. He makes the catch for out number two. So Hendrickschmeyer pops out to Lane Stein, and that's going to bring up Braden Walker, the second baseman today for the Aces, with a runner on second and two outs. Aiden Walker, the runner at second. Hoopengarner working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He was late on the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Cooper Garner comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and grounded over to Gillespie at short. So on to first in time for out number three. That the Aces bring home two runs as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Aces lead the Bombers 2-0. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
What do you get when you add trucks, tractors, and semis, and a whole lot of roar? One wild time at the 2024 Beecher City Last Chance Bowl. Wind up your turbos and head on over and watch the smoke fly as the drivers burn diesel down the track. Calling all diesel maniacs. Don't forget our burnout pit for cars and trucks. This Saturday, September 7th, 5 p.m., $15 pit pass, free general admission. Don't miss out at the Beecher City Community Park, located at 100 Park Road in Beecher City. Hashtag not your average tractor pool.
Have you been thinking about going solar at your home or business? Well, if you have, now is the time to act. At the start of next year, things will be changing with solar that make it a lot more desirable to get locked in now. In other words, get your solar project started in 2024. Call Austin Hunter with Hunter Solar Technologies. He can fill you in on all the advantages with going solar at your home or business and why acting this year is so important. Call Austin at 618-335-2636. That's 618-335-2636 for Austin Hunter with Hunter Solar Technologies. Remember, now's the time to act. Again, that number is 618-335-2636 for Austin Hunter with Hunter Solar Technologies.
2-0, the Mulberry Grove Aces lead the Brownstown Sentinel Bombers after a half inning as the Bombers look to respond. Here in the bottom half of their inning, as they will send Keelan Spiegel, Zayden Gillespie, and Callan Chandler to the plate if anyone gets on Corey Hoopengartner. As Jackson Eisenhagel on the mound for the Aces gets his final few warm-up tosses in, taking a look at the defensive alignment for the Aces, as it will be Heston Hendricksmeyer, Hagen Hendricksmeyer, and Lucas Epperson in the outfield from left to right. Around the horn, Brant Thompson at third base, Logan Bauer at shortstop, Braden Walker at second, and Carson Kaler at first base. And Jackson Eisenhagel pitching to Aiden Walker, the battering mate for the Mulberry Grove Aces. As Keelan Spiegel steps in the box. Spiegel was hitless last night as he shows bump at the first pitch. Pulls back in it. This is high 1-0. One ball and no strikes from the windup. Pitch from Eisenhagel. This is outside, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes as Eisenhagel working from the windup. Here's the pitch. In there on the inside corner for a strike, 2-1. The 2-1 from Eisenhagel. This is inside. Very close take. Home plate umpire says it's a little too inside and it's 3-1. The pitch from Eisenhagel on the way. In there for a called strike. And the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Eisenhagel has the sign he wants. Kicks and deals. Bottom look down on strikes for out number one. So that'll bring up Zayden Gillespie. As the first pitch is swung on and grounded over to Thomas at third. So on to first in time. Two up, two down for the Bombers. And I'll bring up Callan Chandler with nobody on and two out. Nobody on, two out. Callan Chandler digs in as he swings and fouls the first pitch straight back, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike as Eisenhagel tying his shoes. On the rubber, here's the 0-1. Misses upstairs, 1-1. Defense playing straight up for Chandler. As Eisenhagel from the windup, the 1-1 pitch, swung on his foul straight back, and he's in the hole, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Eisenhagel from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2. Chandler able to hold off on the breaking ball, and he stays alive, 2-2. Corey Hoopengartner waits on deck as Eisenhagel's ready with the 2-2 pitch. This is upstairs, 3-2. Chandler thought about pulling the trigger, wisely holds up, and it's full, 3-2. So I'm ready with the full count delivery. Got him looking, called strike three to retire the side. Three up, three down with two strikeouts. Go the Bombers in the bottom half of the first inning. We go to the top of the second. Aces lead 2-0. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
Your home is an investment for the long term, and your home's foundation is the key to protecting that investment. For foundation problems like wall cracks and uneven floors, or issues with a wet basement or crawl space, contact All Things Basement-y experts, Woods Basement Systems. Call Woods at 800-388-9326. That's 800-388-9326. Foundation problems don't get better with time, they get better with us. At All Things Basement-y experts, go to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Sonic Radio. It's time for my favorite segment, Ask the CIO. Hey, caller, you're on.
Hi, a big fan. I used to think I could never love another burger more than my favorite. Then I tried the Sonic Smasher. With its tangy smasher sauce, melty cheese, and hand-smashed Angus patties seared to crispy perfection. How do I tell my favorite burger it's been replaced?
Easy, you don't. It's a burger, it has no feelings.
The all-new Sonic Smasher. Try it as a double or a triple. Live free, eat Sonic. See menu for details.
Heston Hendrickschmeyer, Carson Kaler, and Lucas Epperson set to bat for the Marbury Grove Aces in the top half of the second inning if anyone gets on Logan Bauer. As the Aces sent six men to the plate last half inning. It will get two runs on the board as Logan Bauer came around to score on a ground out. And Aiden Walker singled in Jackson Eisnoggle. As the two runs on the board for the Aces as they lead 2-0. As Heston Hendrickschmeyer digs into the box. The left fielder today for the Aces. As Hubert Garner back on the rubber, working from the windup, here's the first pitch. Swung on and fouled over the first base dugout, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Hubert Garner has the sign he wants. Here's the 0-1. In there for a called strike. I think he's got him ahead, 0-2. Hubert Garner working quickly, has a sign, 0-2 pitch, just swung on and hit in the air to right field. Coming in is Zayden Gillespie. He makes the catch for out number one. So that'll bring up Carson Kaler. First baseman today for the Aces. Nobody on, one out. And Hubert Garner, first pitch to him. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Hubert Garner works quickly once again. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Missed upstairs, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch from Hubert Garner swung on and missed. Kaler chased that one outside, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Hubert Garner. Swung on and hit in the air to right center field. That one is going to be tracked down by Zayden Gillespie in right field for out number two. Back-to-back flyouts recorded by Zayden Gillespie in right field. I'm going to bring up the nine-hole hitter, Lucas Epperson. Hubert Garner from the windup, here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Hubert Garner from the windup, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Couldn't catch up to the fastball, and it's 0-2. Hubert Garner shakes off the first line, has the one he wants from the windup, the 0-2 pitch. This is inside, 1-2. From the windup, the 1-2 pitch. got him looking, called strike three to retire the side. Three up, three down for the Aces. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, 2-0 our score. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
You make a lot of decisions when you change jobs. In the excitement, it's easy to forget an important one: what to do about the money in your 401k. You typically have four choices: take the money, leave it where it is, roll the money to your new 401k, or roll it to an IRA. Your decision can have a big impact, so make sure it's an informed one. Country Financial can help. You've taken control of your career, now take control of your retirement. Call Country Financial representatives Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring at 618-283-1054 today to get started. Securities products offered through Country Capital Management Company. Investment management, retirement, trust, planning services provided by Country Trust Bank. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and subject to investment risk, including possible loss of principal. FINRA and SIPC.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at MidlandSB.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
Corey Hoopengartner, Dodge Wilms, and Lucas Powell set to bat for the Bombers here in the bottom of the second inning as the Bombers trying to get on the board as they trail the Mulberry Grove Aces by a score 2-0. As Jackson Eisenbahn will out there ready for inning number two. Stays the minimum so far as he's working from the windup. The first pitch to Hoopengartner swung on and fouled by the third base side, 0-1. Cooper Garner reached on an error last night against the Cowden-Harris Beecher City Bobcats. Looking for better success tonight. From the windup, the 0-1 pitch, bounces low, 1-1. A ball and a strike. From the windup, here's the pitch from Eisnagel. This is low, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. From the windup, here's the 2-1 pitch from Eisnagel. This is low, 3-1. So three balls and a strike. From the windup, the pitch from Eisnagel. This is upstairs, ball four. And the Bombers have their first base runner of the night, a leadoff walk for Corey Hoopengartner, and we're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher, as that's going to be Calvin Velker, set to run for Corey Hoopengartner. So Calvin Velker, the runner at first base for the Bombers. So that's going to bring up Dodge Wilms. With one on, nobody out. First pitch is swung on and missed. He couldn't catch up, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Eisnagel working from the stretch. He comes set, and the pitch. Swung on and grounded to the third baseman. Go on to first in time. A nice backhanded play by Brant Thomas. Velker does advance to second, however. So there's runner at second with one out for the Bombers and Lucas Powell. So Lucas Powell up with one on and one out. And the pitch from Eisnagel in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Pitch misses inside. Gets away from the catcher. Going over to second, or the third, excuse me, is Velker. And a runner in scoring position 90 feet away for Lucas Powell with one out. So Calvin Velker over at first or at third base. As Eisnagel comes set, pitch is swung on and hit high in the air. Going back on it is Walker, and it's going to fall for a base hit. Coming in to score is Velker, going to second base is Powell. And just like that, the Bombers chip away at this lead. It's 2-1. Lucas Powell hit that one right in front of Logan Bauer, Braden Walker, and Hagen Hendrickmeyer. Advanced to second on the throw. And the Bombers get themselves on the board. It's 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Lane Stein. Eisnagel's quick check at Powell, but he's back in safely. So runner up second with one out. Powell takes a short lead off the second. First pitch to Stein is in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Eisnagel comes set. And the 0-1. Swung on and chopped over to Thomas at third base. He bobbles it, and Stein's going to get in there, and now they got Powell in a rundown. Powell advances home. The throw is not in time as he gets under the tag. And the ball gets over the head of the second baseman, Walker, and Lane Stein hustles into third base, and this game is tied 2-2. Lucas Powell was advancing to third base. Brant Thomas bobbled the play. In the process, Powell overran third base, got himself into a rundown, able to score. And this game is tied 2-2. So I bring up Jace Gillespie, the shortstop today for the Bombers, with a runner on third and one out. First pitch is swung on and hit in the air to the right side. But that's going to be fouling out of play. Q2 our score here in the bottom of the second inning. Aces got their two runs in the first. Bombers so far scored two in the second. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed as Gillespie chased that one, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Eisnagel comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, as time is called. And Gillespie's back in the box. Eisnagel ready with the 1-2. This is low, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Eisnagel has the sign he wants and comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and chopped foul. So two balls and two strikes. As head coach Sam Barber going out to talk to his pitcher Jackson Eisnagel. Time is called. And he's going to take the ball from Jackson Eisnagel as his night is done. And Logan Bauer is going to come in to pitch. So Logan Bauer is going to come into pitch with a 2-2 count. So Jackson Eisenhower is going to put on the catcher's gear. And I believe he said Aiden Walker is going to go over and play short. So a pitching change for the Aces in the middle of an at-bat. As Wild Logan Bauer warms up, we're going to step away for a moment here on WKRV.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
So Logan Bauer getting the final
at LLCU
on the mound. As the Lions score on Ice Noggle, he went an inning in the third, allowed two runs, one hit, one walk, and two strikeouts. Not exactly sure why, but has put on the catcher's gear. I would assume pitch count would be the reason. As Aiden Walker has now moved to shortstop, Ice Noggle moves behind the plate. And Logan Bauer on the mound for the Aces. So there's two balls and two strikes to Jace Gillespie. Runner on third base is Lane Stein. As Logan Bauer just about ready for the first man he'll face. As he's going to face Zayden Gillespie with a 2-2 count and a runner on third. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the second inning. As there's two balls and two strikes for Bauer, the pitch is swung on and chopped foul as Gillespie stays alive 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Bauer gets the sign he wants and the pitch. This is upstairs and the count runs full 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. Bauer from the windup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Got him looking, called strike three for out number two. So Bauer one pitch away from getting out of this jam. That's going to bring up Gavin Sanders with one on and two out. So one on and two out for Gavin Sanders as he swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Bauer from the windup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. In there, called strike, and it's 0-2. Wind starts to pick up here in Brownstown. As Bauer has a sign he wants. Here's the 0-2. Check swing. They're going to say he held up. Appeal down to the second base umpire stands, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Bauer from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped, foul out of play. So two balls and two strikes. Bauer shakes off the first sign, has the one he wants from the windup. The 1-2. Misses upstairs, 2-2. Bauer was already running off the field. But the home plate umpire says he missed upstairs and it's 2-2. From the windup, the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out for out number three. But out before the Aces get two runs across the board off a RBI single from Lucas Powell and a error on Brant Thomas as we go to the top of the third inning. 2-2 our score. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
So back here for the top of the third inning. Top of the order sets bat for the Aces. It'll be Logan Ballard, Jackson Eisnagel, and Brant Thomas if anyone gets on. Aiden Walker. Aces scored two runs in the first inning. Bombers answered with two runs of their own back in the second. So Corey Hoopengarner looking to pick up where he left off in the last inning. As he retired the 7, 8, 9 hitters in order. As the top of the order flips over to Logan Bauer, who swings and grounds the first pitch over to Dodge Williams at third base. Throw on to first in time after a good pick from Lane Stein at first. And there's one gone. So I bring up Jackson Eisnagel. Eisnagel walked and came around to score back in the first. So Hoopengarner working from the windup. Here's the first pitch. And this is high, 1-0. Hoopengarner from the windup. The 1-0 pitch. And this is outside, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Cooper Garner from the windup, the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to the right side. Gavin Sanders settles under it for out number two. So two up, two down for the Bombers as Brant Thomas steps up as he had a RBI ground out back in the first. And the windup, the first pitch from Hoopengarner is in there for a called strike, 0-1. So no balls and a strike. Hoopengarner from the windup, the 0-1. It's swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Going over is Lucas Powell to make the catch in center. For out number three. 1-2-3 go the Aces. In the top of the third inning, we go to the bottom of the third. 2-2 our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process. A quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy, and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Your local South Central FS Fast Stop is excited to offer 15 cents off per gallon for the first 90 days for new Fast Stop fuel card holders. You heard that right, 15 cents off. Even businesses are eligible for this discount. Simply apply and be approved for your Fast Stop fuel card to experience the savings. Don't put it off. Visit your local Fast Stop today to apply. Make Fast Stop your first stop.
Top of the order for the Bombers set to get underway. Keelan Spiegel, Zayden Gillespie, and Callan Chandler. If anyone gets on, Corey Hoopengarner. As the Aces score two runs in the bottom of the second. A RBI single from Lucas Powell. And Lance Stein advanced on an error, a reach on an error, excuse me, allowing Powell to score from second. As Logan Bauer ready for his first full inning of work, retired the last two batters of the inning, getting Jace Gillespie out on strikes looking, and got Gavin Sanders to strike out swinging. So his final few warm tosses are in, as Keelan Spiegel is set for his second at-bat. He struck out looking to start the first inning, so looking for better results this time around. So Logan Bauer working from the windup. First pitch to Spiegel. This is upstairs, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And Bauer from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. It swung on and hit to the right side, fielded by Walker at second. Throw on the first in time for out number one. So that bring up Zayden Gillespie. Zayden grounded out to the third baseman back in the first. First pitch misses low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. That is Bauer. As a sign he wants from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. This is outside, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. Bauer from the windup. The pitch. This is inside, 3-0. So three balls and no strikes. Bauer struggling to find the zone so far. He fell behind to Spiegel, but got him to ground out. As he faces a 3-0 count to Gillespie, as the pitch is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Bauer from the windup, the pitch. This is outside, and it's a 5-pitch walk to Zayden Gillespie. And that's going to bring a runner on first, one out for Kyle Chandler. So Kyle Chandler on with one on and one out. He struck out looking to end the first. Here's the first pitch to him. This is upstairs. That one gets away. And that's going to allow Zayden Gillespie to advance to second. As time is going to be called. Not sure why. Either way, Gillespie stands in second. 0-1 is swung on and missed, and the count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. As the pitch from Bauer is swung on and hit high in the air. Going back on it is Eisnagel in foul territory. He can't make the catch, and it's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. As Bauer has a sign, he wants to come set. The 1-2. This is outside, and it gets away. Gillespie advances to third, and the go-ahead run is 90 feet away with one out. Two balls and two strikes. comes set. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and grounded over to short. He bobbles it. Throw on to first is in time to get him. Gillespie's best score, however, and the Bombers take the lead. It's 3-2. So that bring up Corey Hoopengarner with nobody on and two outs. Callan Chandler did a good job there putting the ball in play, allowing Zayden Gillespie to come in to score. From the windup, the first pitch from Bauer. There's in there for a called strike, 0-1. So no balls and a strike. Bauer working from the windup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This is high, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bauer shakes off the first time, has the one he wants. Here's the 1-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, said the first base umpire. As he's behind in the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bauer working from the windup. The pitch to Hoopengarner. Misses low, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. As Bauer, one pitch away from getting out of this inning. Has the sign he wants from the windup. The 2-2 pitch. This is high, 3-2. With three balls, two strikes. Bauer, back on the rubber. Shakes off the first two signs, has the one he wants. From the windup, the 3-2 pitch. Bounces in the dirt, ball four, and that's going to allow Hoopengarner to go to second with a two-out walk. And Calvin Velker once again coming in to run for Corey Hoopengarner. The runner on first with two outs. Dodge Williams up to the plate. First pitch misses high, 1-0. Williams grounded out back in the second inning. And bats with one on and two out. Pitch from Bauer misses high, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. As Bauer working from the stretch, he comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to Thomas at third. Nice backhand play. Throw on to first in time. The throw was a little high, but Carson Kayla was able to get back on the bag in time for out number three. Bet the Bombers. Send a man across the plate. As we go to the top of the fourth inning, 3-2, the Bombers lead.